Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that that these teachings really help her to understand what your will is for her life and help her see more clearly in the Spirit so we may bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment in the book of Amos and how important it is to hear the Holy Spirit clearly and walk in the Spirit, because times of judgment can get very dangerous, okay? Talking about dreams, some dream images. Once again, I just want to repeat, I know I sound like a broken record, but I want to make sure this is fully clear, that these dream images are not to be like a dream dictionary. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It can be different, okay? And oftentimes, sometimes is. If they're meant to just help you, if you kind of already understand what's going on in your dreams. But if the Holy Spirit's prompting you, I just really urge you to be really humble about it. We do offer dream interpretation. It's completely free. There's no charge. We don't want anything from you or anything like that. It's just meant to help keep the church in the Lord's perfect will, because I have seen just some really important warnings take place in people's dreams and they get overlooked. So I just want to make that really clear, okay? Butterflies, moths, caterpillars, and butterfly stickers, okay? Butterflies would be Christians, okay, that like fully develop Christians, okay. And then if you see something that's like a really beautiful, flourishing, colorful, looks like a vibrant butterfly, that would be just like a really well-developed Christian. And then a caterpillar would be a Christian that's going to go through a change, okay. More than likely has a significant trial ahead of them that's going to cause them to change and then transform more, okay? And then a butterfly sticker would be like a Pharisee, okay? Something that looks like a butterfly, but it's not. It's fake. And then a moth, that could be just a Christian either that's not doing very well, okay? Or again, a counterfeit Christian, okay? And then you can see the same thing with also horses, okay? If you see a horse, but again, this is not one size fits all, because horses can also mean, they can mean a multitude of other things, but one thing that they commonly mean will be your flesh, okay? If you're dreaming about wild horses that are like Mustangs and looking just really strange and acting really crazy, somewhat violent, that could be the Holy Spirit warning you about the United States and how it's going to become, people's flesh is just going to overrun them when they start to really feel the pressure applied, that they're going to get pretty dangerous, okay? But if you're dreaming about, let's say a small horse that doesn't look very strong, and it keeps wandering from a barn, okay? It doesn't seem to want to stay where it's supposed to. This can be a Christian that's playing a whore with the world, that doesn't reverence and respect the blessings of the Holy Spirit, but is lusting after the world, whereas a big, strong, stallion-type horse can mean a full-grown, strong Christian, okay? Even at times it can be the Lord talking to you about people from the Bible, even, you know, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, stuff like that, sort of these like heroes and pillars of faith from the Bible. If you're in like a barn and you see all these big horses and stuff like that, just strong Christians. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying you and your Son. I ask all these praise and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.